Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Merk Merch is the name, and that is where you get your swag, friends. Go get your t-shirts, hoodies, hats, all at merkmerch.com today. Also check out merkelfilms.com for documentaries that we have produced and other producers have produced as well. That platform is going to be exploding in the second half of this year, so make sure you get on that train, merkelfilms.com. Now, today we have John coming on the show to hear about his unbelievable story, starting from a childhood encounter with the spirit world, a recruitment by a demonic entity named Stolas, and years spent practicing dark rituals before God radically transformed his life. From hellish realms to miraculous deliverance, John's journey reveals the hidden war between light and darkness and how one man went from opening portals for demons to fighting back with God's power and faith. Let's get to John right now. All right, today we have John on the show. John, how you doing, man?
Good. Thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So we have had some people, we've had a lot of people email us about the fact that they have similar experiences from episode 692, which was an episode that I held on to for about 3 years because there's a lot of things that needed to fall in place before I released it.
Yeah.
So we put that episode out, and we've had several people email with, you know, different experiences that are connected to that. And just happened, just so happened this past Tuesday, we released an episode with a guy who has a lot of similar experiences, only he's coming from the angle that he believes that God called him into this spiritual warfare in a very realistic way.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're in a similar sense. And so I'm finding this really interesting how there are people out there that seem to be getting recruited and how some of those people end up being on God's team. And it's really fascinating to me. And that's kind of a similar story that you have for us today.
Yep.
What we're going to do is we will start off in your childhood and we're going to kind of build out this picture and let people kind of see how all this unfolds in your life. Because I know when you were a kid, you had experiences, I think at the age of 5, but maybe even before that, maybe let's talk about your family origins first. I think maybe that would be a good thing. Okay.
So my grandma's husband was really big into genealogy, and I was raised Mormon. Well, we traced our family line to the Bushes and to Vlad Tepes Dracula, like all the way. That's as far back as it goes. And as a kid, I didn't know what any of that meant. You know, like I remember being told about it, but I didn't know what it was. So at 5 years old, on my 5th birthday, I had my first real experience where my grandfather had died shortly before my 5th birthday. And he had promised to show up. And I was blowing out the candles, and Grandpa walked in to the dining room where my mom, my dad, and my grandma were all sitting. And everybody felt it. I could see them all feel something had changed. And Grandpa told me that he had come to me to be there for my birthday like he promised. And that was my first experience. That kind of like almost like the birthday started something. I don't know how else to describe it. So everybody in the house could feel that Grandpa was there. And it was an intense experience. It was a spiritual experience, you know? But after that, I started seeing more spirits, and I see them like how you see a person standing there. They're not like see-through. It's not like that. Like I see them just like it'd be you and me talking like we are now. So I started seeing them coming into my room at night when I was like just a kid, you know? And one day, a giant owl showed up, and it had a crown, and I was like, it was like an 8-foot-tall owl. Hmm. And it said to come with it, that it'd claim me. And I said, no. No, I'm not going to do that. This isn't, I mean, something felt really off about this owl. Like, other spirits were, I mean, there's some good, there's some bad. Right. But this thing felt like evil. Like it made me scared. You know, as a kid, you just know when something's wrong. Right. And I refused to go with it. And during that, like the next couple weeks, weird stuff started happening in the house. Stuff that was like a haunted house type deal. Like, I mean, all the doors would blow open all at once throughout the whole house. I was having horrible nightmares, like just it is complete demonic oppression, you know, like there was stuff going down. My parents were blind to most of this and explained everything off using science, and you know, it was probably just a draft that blew all the closed locked doors open.
Of course.
You know? And this is what I'm being told. And oh, you're just having bad dreams, you know? And okay, cool. Well, it got so bad, and this owl showed up so often that eventually I said yes and went with it. And when that happened, it took me to hell. I learned that this thing was one of the four crown princes of hell. And its name was Stolas. It is Stolas. And the thing is, as I had been exposed to God, I mean, I was raised Mormon, you know, and they still believe in God. They still believe in Jesus. I'm not Mormon now. But I remember singing the hymns that we were taught in Sunday school when I was there, and they couldn't touch me. And one night in hell is like a week, I mean, maybe 2 weeks. Like, time's different. And it was in a cave. It was all dark. It was like a throne room, and I was kept in a cage. And basically, that was my initiation. That is what I saw go on there. That is basically how they exert control over you. Because once you start learning magic, once you start getting into it, you learn that there's rituals to go on and not die, so you don't have to go there. Because why would you start doing black magic if you knew you were going to hell?
So you're saying that the belief is that they'll learn how to do a certain kind of magic that will prevent them from going to hell.
It creates a reincarnation. The magician will choose a woman who, you got to basically, there's a ritual to insert yourself into a woman, into a baby that you made with a woman.
So you're inserting your soul? So you're inserting like your soul into a baby that you created with another woman?
Yes. You're removing that soul. So there's a spiritual sacrifice that goes on. And then you perform the ritual and you're reincarnated that way. That is like these people in power. Some of them are older than what you realize. Like, this secret I just put out there is not something they want out. And that's why I'm here telling you.
Okay, so before you go any further, I want to just kind of pull at this a little bit here.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, because we've had people on the show specifically talking about the abduction phenomena and how
it's related to that.
Yeah. And how some people are, we're just calling it soul sucking or soul trapping. Yeah. And how there is this, from what we understand, this type of technology being used in other realms to do such things. And the idea that human trafficking might also be interdimensionally done, and they're doing these kind of things. Does that sound right to you?
That's exactly it. So what they do is they got to break you on a spiritual, psychological, emotional level. That's why I was brought there, was to break me.
Do you think it was actually hell?
Yeah, I think it was a level of hell. I don't know exactly where, but yeah, no. And I was rescued out of there by an angel. Like, I remember that.
Okay.
Because I didn't belong there.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
So let's kind of maybe backtrack here a little bit on this one. Stolas shows up and says that it's taking you. You say no. And when
it
you
was
said
my
no,
decision.
Right. And so that's one thing that we've been uncovering a lot of, which is there are people who say no, there's people who say yes. And it seems like your initial decision is a deciding factor, and it's also within your control. Mm-hmm. I think you're the first person that I've talked to that said that not only were you recruited and said no, but the recruitment didn't stop after that. So you're saying Stolas came back how many times?
Yes, he kept coming back.
Was it a lot?
Yeah, it was sometimes 3 or 4 times a week.
Really?
Like, yeah, no, it was horrible. And it wasn't always in the same owl form. Like, I got messed with until I agreed, basically.
Okay,
like, I kept constantly getting harassed because I didn't understand spiritual warfare at 5.
Sure.
They like going after kids.
Yep. And I think I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that, but I do think that when they go after kids, kids are more susceptible to giving the yes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, kids see cartoons where superheroes fly and yep. and there's all this different stuff. And so I just feel like kids have, they have a sense of wonder and imagination about them that, that hasn't been yeah. lost yet. And that can propel the yes. And also I think that there's a reason why the kids, I think the kids also have some kind of ability that they haven't lost yet through being beat up through life and stuff. Yeah. I think that's why they're using kids for psychological, like I think they're calling it psionics now, where basically it's telepathically summoning things. Like that's a lot of kids that they prefer yeah. to have doing that. Okay. So let's talk about the owl still, cause it's still showing up. And you know, I don't know. I know you're familiar with episode 692.
Yeah.
Years ago, and I don't want to jump the gun here, so please don't take us down the road yet. Yeah, but yeah. I'm going to say something that I think might trigger a thought in your head.
Okay.
Years ago, I had, and he's a friend of mine now. His name's JR, yeah. and he was part of a 1% biker gang. And yeah. He was in the middle of having sex with his girlfriend when he was taken out of his body and he found himself walking through a tunnel cave system. And when he walked into, he got to like the end of it, and he tells me a detail of this story that you have already brought up. He said he walked in and he heard a voice that said, "You're now entering the throne room." And he walks in and there's
yeah,
a man.
It was a cave-like. Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Yeah, it was a cave-like. I mean, it was in a cave. I mean, it wasn't like in an open pit, like what they describe hell as. Like I was in a cave, in a freaking cage next to the throne.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.